Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and Sebastian Smee joins us now. He's the Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe. Good to see you again, Sebastian.
You too, Meghna. Great to be here.
It's great to have you back here. So we asked you in to talk about a new exhibition at the MFA and about the guest curator of the show. And we actually, before we talk about it, we have some tape of said person. Good. So here it is.
My impression was, from looking at reproductions in books and the few pictures I'd seen, where they're essentially blue and white.
Okay, so some listeners by now are probably thinking, wait a minute, I know that voice. It's Steve Martin, right?
That's right. He's the guest curator, absolutely. And I'm excited to see the show. I haven't yet. I'll be seeing it tomorrow, but it's a big deal. It's a big show at the MFA. But what's interesting is it's about an artist that many people won't have heard of. And so Steve Martin is doing us all a great service, I think, by bringing him to our attention. Yeah. His name is Lauren Harris.
That's okay. So Lauren Harris, a Canadian painter.
That's right. One of the founding members of the Group of Seven, which is a sort of famous national school in Canada that got going in the 20s and 30s. It's funny. I mean, I spoke to Steve Martin about this. As an Australian, I really identify with this sort of situation. You've got an artist who is, you know, a household name in their own country. There are people in Australia I relate to, and their paintings sort of make great prices at auction, and they're in all the museums, and no one, not a soul outside of the country has heard of them. And I don't think Lauren Harris quite fits into that category. He has some international reputation, but he's beloved by Canadians, yeah. Deservedly. He's a great artist, and yet he's not known here. So Steve Martin, who's been a big fan for quite a while, was approached because he has a few Lauren Harris's in his own collection. These won't be in the show. There's no conflict there. But he was approached by a museum director at the Hammer Museum in LA uh-huh. about organizing this show. And he said, okay, I'll do it.
Okay, so hang on here, because I do want to talk in depth with you, Sebastian, about Lauren Harris, the painter. But let's talk for a second about Steve Martin, the exhibit curator. I mean, he's obviously, you know, a brilliant writer, comedian, actor, musician, Grammy Award.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
a banjo
everything.
Player.
He's
but I have to say, like, when I read your review today in The Globe, you said, you wrote that Steve Martin, exhibition curator, exclamation point. Were you being a little ironic there?
No, not at all. Honestly, I mean, he's got all the sort of credentials you could hope for. I mean, he's wonderful to talk to about art. He's you know, been involved in the art world for a long time. In preparation, actually, for interviewing him, which I did last week down in New York, I read a book I'd been meaning to read for ages. My wife read it and loved it. It's called An Object of Beauty. It's a novel he wrote about 5 years ago. And it's set in New York's art world. And it's just a delight. It's a beautiful read. It's full of interesting stuff, very sensitive observations about artists and about the art world. It's funny, as you'd imagine, but it's also really heartfelt. And I love talking to him about art because that feeling really came through. You know, he's
yeah.
very sensitive. He's very modest about art, but very, very sensitive and knowledgeable as well.
Well, in fact, the MFA, the Gardner, and the ICA are all they're featured in An Object of Beauty, right?
That's right, yeah. which is lots of fun. I mean, there's a moment where the lead character sort of thinks she's found the Vermeer that was stolen from the Gardner Museum many years ago in sort of storage in the art dealer she works for, and it's sort of, you know, it's a classic moment. But, you know, ends up being a bit of a red herring. But the whole novel, you know, goes along beautifully. And it's full, as I say, of these great observations about art.
Okay, so I want to get a little bit of Mr. Martin's voice in here. Because, I mean, you mentioned his book. And we actually have a little bit of tape from an interview that Steve Martin did in 2010 when he spoke to CBS News about why he loves art and why he thinks art is so important. So let's listen.
There's a lot of thought in art. People get to talk about important things. There's a lot of sex, you know, in art. There's a lot of naked women and men. There's intrigue. There's fakery. It's a real microcosm of the larger world.
I actually love that tape because, obviously, the more humorous aspects of humanity are never far from Steve Martin, but he's also being very thoughtful there. So what kind of, what evidence of his thoughtfulness about art do we see in the MFA's exhibition?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're right. He's sort of being half facetious and half sincere, and he treads that line beautifully. I think talking to him about this Lauren Harris show, I was really struck by the comparisons he made with American artists who are better known, people like Edward Hopper, Charles Birchfield, often making those comparisons and then drawing really discerning distinctions. And he's also prepared to talk about the sort of the quintessence of art. You know, what is it, you know, about it that really moves us? And he spoke beautifully about this sort of spiritual quality in Lauren Harris's work without ever sort of going over the line into pretension or sort of, you know, fuzzy thinking. He just said there is a quality in Lauren Harris's landscapes which is sort of this sort of vibrating sort of feeling that he gets from them. And I know what he's talking about, and this sense of something contained but just sort of bursting to get out, as if it's sort of giving off kind of ripples of a feeling that touches us.
Well, in fact, I've heard the MFA has a little video of Steve Martin speaking about Harris, and he talks about how, with Hopper, there's always a sense of, even if there are people in a Hopper painting, there's always a sense of isolation. Whereas with a Lauren Harris, even though it might be a sort of a northern landscape, a Canadian landscape with no people, there's sort of an exalted sense, almost a metaphysical sense.
There is, and a kind of energy, a buoyancy that comes from that, even though you're sort of getting the sense of a kind of profound solitude. It's fascinating. Yeah, it comes through really strongly.
Well, let's hear a little bit more of what Steve Martin has to say about just the visual quality of Lauren Harris's landscapes. Here he is again from a little video that the MFA put together.
The range, when you got to see the studies in relationship to the paintings, the range of color was extraordinary. Greens, dark blues, blacks, purples. If you look around the exhibition, you just think, I'm just going to look at color. You're going to see a lot, even though the impression is a blue mood.
So what do you think of Steve Martin's critical eye there?
I think it's great. It's very astute, lovely observations about the color. I think, as I say, that it's great that we're getting the chance to be exposed to this great artist who's so well known in Canada. And there are interesting connections, I should say, too, with the MFA. They were the first museum in America to put on a show of the Group of Seven artists. Their director back in the sort of 40s and 50s, Constable, his name, not the artist, but W.G. Constable, had a lot of close connections with Canadian museum directors. And then they put on a show at the MFA, 40 years of Canadian painting, quite a few decades ago. So they've sort of really led the way there. And it's nice as well that we have a Canadian director at the MFA, Matthew Teitelbaum. And in fact, the show is going from here to his old museum, the Art Gallery of Ontario.
And a lot of the Harrises that are in this show are from the Art Gallery of Ontario, are they not?
A lot of them are, exactly. But Steve Martin also traveled all around Canada to all these museums, obscure museums and far-flung places, to seek out these works, which he's chosen for the show.
Yeah. Well, finally, Sebastian, I'm curious about what you think about the simple notion of the celebrity guest curator. I mean, maybe in Steve Martin's case, he's an exception because he's clearly knowledgeable and passionate about this. But, I mean, is this kind of a kitschy thing, or is it something that museums should take a more serious consideration of as a way to maybe, you know, bring in people? People might, you know, want to see, like, what is Steve Martin interested in? That'll take me to the MFA.
Yeah, well, you know, I think you put your finger on it. I think he's an exception. I mean, there, you know, Steve Martin's really an extraordinary guy with so many talents, but he has this deep, deep knowledge and feeling for art, and I think that's what makes him a great choice. And he was quite open about that. I said, will you do this ever again? He said, no, I'm not interested. I just felt in this one case that I could offer something, and he was aware that part of what he could offer is his name and his celebrity, but he's sort of tackled the whole thing with such kind of integrity and knowledge, and I, for one, I sort of feel impressed.
Are there any other celebrities out there that you would like to see guest curate a big show?
Maybe his friend Jerry Seinfeld or something should do something. I mean, that could be great. It could be lots of fun, lots of possibilities.
Well, the exhibition at the MFA is called The Idea of North, The Paintings of Lauren Harris, and as we've been talking about, it is guest curated by actor and comedian Steve Martin. It opens on Saturday at the MFA. And by the way, WBUR's Andrea Shea has an interview with Steve Martin, which will air on WBUR on Friday. Sebastian Smee, Pulitzer Prize-winning art critic for the Boston Globe, always great to talk with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Meghna.